Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they saw him, they worshiped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dad worked for 37 years as an electrician at an auto plant. And the thing you learn quite quickly is that if you're parents have a skilled trade, people in the neighborhood figure it out pretty quick. So my dad, I think, wired about half of Macomb County at one time or another. But if you went in our basement, you saw about 10 different extension cords strung through the rafters, because he never quite got around to doing our stuff. Well, having grown up with him as my dad, I realized when I was in college that I never learned any of this stuff from him. So I asked him one day, I said, I was home at break, I said, "If you do anything in the near future, can I work with you so I can learn some of this stuff? It might be helpful for me someday." And he said, "Sure, as a matter of fact, I'm putting some new electrical outlets in the kitchen for your mother. What we can do is I'll do one, and then I'll let you do the other." And as part of it, he was also replacing some of the outlets. So I watched him, and he took the cover plate off, he pulled it out, took the screws out, pulled the wires off, got another one, got them hooked up to the right screws, put it all back together. And he said, "Okay, now it's your turn." But I knew my dad well enough that I knew he took shortcuts that he could get away with because he knew what he could touch and what he couldn't. So I asked him, I said, "Did you shut the circuit breaker off?" "Oh yeah, it's off." Now, the way my dad tested if a circuit was good is with his fingers. He'd lay them on the poles, and if he got a shock, he knew it was on. Well, I believed him, my biggest mistake of my life probably. And I pulled the cover plate off, and I took the little center screw out to pull the outlet off, and I grabbed a hold of both of those poles, and now I know the scriptures say, honor your father and your mother. But if I ever was at a point where I was going to belt him one, that was the day. What does this have to do with the scriptures? Well, Jesus was a lot better at teaching us how to do things than my dad was. And Jesus spent his whole public ministry setting an example of how best to share God's love, how to be merciful and compassionate, how to be loving. And even after the resurrection, he continued to show them what it truly meant to be a follower of him. And not only just a follower, to give us that understanding that we are literally the body of Christ. We are his active presence in the world. And when he ascended to the Father, his disciples didn't get stuck just staring up at the sky going, "What do we do now?" They may have spent a few moments with a little bit of fear and trepidation, but they would have quickly realized that absolutely every skill and gift they would need had already been poured out for them so that they could do what they needed to do to make Christ's presence known in the world, to baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And if you look at the results, it's almost too hard to believe that in just a matter of years, Jesus' message and the growth of the church took off exponentially. It spread like wildfire. And it spread because the church, the living body of Christ, the people of God, allowed God's Spirit to shine forth from them. Well, that wasn't a one-time thing. It wasn't just 2,000 years ago that the Spirit was in the church. We know and believe that that same Holy Spirit is part of us and that we're also a part of the living body of Christ. And we're given the same task, to spread the good news of the coming of the kingdom to all we meet. And it's much more about action than words. It's about example. It's about taking the love that's been lavished upon each one of us and simply sharing it with others.